So just about every single business YouTube channel has sounded the alarm on how AI is going to uproot everything and how we're all basically fucked. And they are all wrong. Well, kinda. So there's three core components that you really need to understand in order to not be left behind when it comes to AI. Firstly, there's the AI revolution. Second, we need to discuss how it's actually going to affect the real world. And thirdly, you need to understand how to actually make money with AI. Now here's the thing, if we look back through history, every single turning point has improved on what was already there. I mean, the plow, for example. It simply made farming easier. It didn't uproot the principles of farming itself, or the printing press. It made information more easily accessible, and the effects of that were huge, but it didn't change the information itself. I mean, even the internet. Fundamentally, the internet simply allowed brick and mortar businesses to expand to anyone with an internet connection. But how is AI different? Because it is. You see, for the first time in history, AI has productized something that is usually unique to humans, and that's skill. But one thing most people don't actually quite understand is that AI has been around for many, many, many years. It's just we're starting to hear about it now, or to be more accurate, we've really been starting to hear about it since the 30th of November, 2022. And that's because with tools like ChatGPT, access to AI has now been democratized. And that's a really big change because now anyone can use AI to their advantage or their detriment, depending on their skill level and whether they know how to navigate and how to use it. Now, ChatGPT can basically do just about any task, and that's already very impressive. But what you really need to keep in mind here is AI's rate of advancement. You see, in tech, there's a law known as Moore's Law. And this law states that the number of transistors on a microchip will double every 2 years. Or put simply, computer power grows exponentially. Now, if you pair tech's exponential rate of growth along with AI models that are able to learn by themselves, well then the opportunities are really limitless. But as it currently stands, ChatGPT's biggest limit isn't actually the technology or the learning models itself, it's our ability to ask it questions. In other words, at the moment, we're pretty much the biggest bottleneck. Now, one other very big question, especially depending on how conspiratorial you want to get, is how AI is actually going to be governed. Because listen, there's no doubt that AI presents tremendous opportunities as well as tremendous challenges. I mean, some of the world's most prominent leaders have long warned of the dangers of AI. And the CEO of ChatGPT's OpenAI even said himself, some robots will kill some humans. So now that you have a little bit of understanding for those that maybe didn't understand what this is or what it came from, now let's talk about real world application. And it's really important to separate the short term effects with the long term effects. Because listen, matter of fact is we don't know where AI is going to be in 10 years. Maybe it kills humans, maybe it doesn't. So rather than speculating, which I personally never like to do with technology, because some people have a vision that by 2035, we're all going to be in flying cars and there's going to be chips implanted in all our brains and stuff like that. I just think these things are too hard to predict. So instead, I prefer to analyze the short-term future. So to that point, will everything crash and burn? No. But will some people be replaced? Absolutely. And are there things you can do in order to make sure that you do not get replaced or become obsolete? 100%. Because quite frankly, if you know how to use AI in the right way, you actually have an opportunity to make yourself more valuable than ever before. And I'm going to share that with you in just a few moments. But we do need to pose the question, who will be replaced by AI? Now it's funny because a few years ago, everyone thought that once robots or AI went mainstream, physical labor would be the first on the chopping block. Then once they were replaced, AI would then come for sort of the more white collar jobs and then eventually at some point would take over the creative industry. Now, as it turns out, it seems as though that order has actually been flipped on its head. I mean, what previously seemed inconceivable is now happening in real time. AI is actually beating humans at what was thought to be most human, creativity. And in fact, just a few months ago, we saw an AI win a fine arts competition against other humans. And there are a ton of AI companies sprouting up all over the place trying to emulate the works of doctors and lawyers. And eventually, once again, we don't know how long it'll take, but eventually it'll probably succeed. Think about it for a second. Would you be more prone to trust an AI doctor that's analyzed millions of cases, patient records, and has access to all medical literature? Or just some guy who graduated med school before you were even born and when things in the medical industry was very, very different to what it is today. So if AI is able to diagnose all of our ailments, it will also be able to find out what makes us tick. I mean, most people are already addicted to a simple algorithm on TikTok. Now imagine when AI is able to tailor everything you see to you, not just for you, but specifically made to your liking. I mean, theoretically, AI could create the perfect show for you. It could create the perfect ad. It could create the perfect game. Theoretically, it could create anything specific, tailored to you, to reel you in. Now, what does this mean for the rest of the workforce? I am not going to sugarcoat things. A lot of people will be let go and a lot of people will be replaced. But quite frankly, this is going to happen anyway. I mean, just look around you. Look at the mass layoffs, especially in tech companies. When a guy like Elon walks in one day into headquarters and realizes, half of you guys don't do anything. So this trimming of the fat was going to happen regardless, but AI has sped things up and has made even more people's position obsolete or unnecessary. Now, whether you're an employee or an entrepreneur, what's going to separate those that get fucked and those that don't is really your speed of adaptation. You saw a very similar thing happen between 2005 and 2010 when it came to people's speed of adaptation to the internet and social media. Now, tons of jobs will simply be made redundant. Now, you can either sit back and watch AI take over your job, or you can use AI to make yourself more valuable. Now, what do I actually mean by that? You see, with AI, you have all the knowledge and baseline of skill in the palm of your hand. And in the same way AI can take your job, you can also use it to make yourself better at your job. So with all of that being said, one question still remains, which is how can you use AI to take advantage and make more money? You see, whenever an opportunity vanishes because of a technological advancement, another opportunity emerges. But they don't last forever, which is why you need to capitalize on the opportunities while they persist. Now, when we're talking about implementing AI into your business, what we're really talking about here is leverage. You see, leverage is the ability to increase your output without straining your own required input. So what's really insane about AI is that it's essentially a nearly free way of getting unlimited leverage. Because previously, you'd need to hire someone in order to get that leverage. I mean, that's how I had to go about it when I started my first business back in 2016, and I hired my first employee a year later in 2017. And that allowed me to scale my first business from zero to $25,000 in the space of a year by using leverage, by using other people. But the crazy thing is, now anyone has that leverage. So let me actually show you three ways you can use AI to make more money. Now, the first one is agency. You see, if you run an agency, it's obvious that AI will be able to help you with all sorts of forms of communication. So let's say, for example, you spend 2 hours a day writing emails. Well, with AI, they can be written for you and you really just need to validate them. And just like that, you spend a fraction of your time on emails, and over the space of a month, this can be dozens of hours saved. And this is hours that you can spend working on your business rather than in your business. And that's really just the most surface level use of AI. The key here really is that AI allows you to work on your business, which is something that you only had the luxury of doing before if you had employees. So let's dig a little deeper here. Let's say, for example, you run a paid traffic agency. You can now use tools like Jasper to write all of your ad copy, and all you need to do is test and validate. And the use of AI extends way beyond just writing tasks. There are now softwares that can generate product photos for you as well as any other images you need. And this streamlines the entire process. I mean, something that previously needed a whole team of people and many days of work can now be done in just simply a few hours. And sure, you could say, oh, how sad is it that now these people are out of work? Well, these people will never be fully out of work, because there always needs to be that final human sign-off, that final human touch to it. And in the same light, these people can now pivot, adjust, and start looking at other domains. And just like companies will use AI to cut costs, you can also use AI in your own business to do more. And this brings us on to our next point, which is content creation. If you are a content creator or a copywriter, AI essentially gives you access to unlimited number of ideas. No more creative blocks. You have everything you need to start the process. I mean, if you are a writer, you can use AI to kind of build out the skeleton and the framework, and then you can simply fill in the blanks. And that means if you could only handle, let's say, 10 clients before, now you can probably handle 20 clients because you are using the power of AI and helping you really get halfway there. No more ideation sessions, pretty much just pick an idea and execute on it. I mean, you really have no excuse not to come up with something new. You are just merely bound by your ability to ask questions. I mean, if we really look back in history and analyze the greatest thinkers, what separated them from everyone else? It was really their ability to ask the right questions at the right time. And AI doesn't take that ability from anyone. All it does is help people get more interesting answers. And there are tons of AI softwares coming out that will affect all areas of content creation. Adobe just released their AI, which allows you to edit photos by typing directions. And it's only a matter of time before the same softwares will exist for video editing. And that means that pretty much anyone can edit photos in a way that previously previously only a handful of people could, and that's pretty much all because the skill has been productized. Now, you might be wondering, why doesn't everyone use these tools if it's so easy? Well, even though we have new access to information and a new skill, fundamentally, humans are still the same, and that means we're just lazy. We're lazy, we're comfortable, and even though the internet wasn't enough, we now have this thing called AI that we can use to build businesses, to make money, and we can use it in unison with us, with our ability. Most people just simply won't do it. They're too lazy. They're stuck in their ways. And that brings us onto our third way to make money with AI. And that's if you're a consultant or a coach. You see, if you're a consultant of any sort, AI can become your best friend. Even Microsoft, they just launched an AI that complements their suite of products called Copilot. Its workflow is a little something like this. Are you meeting with a client? Well, the AI will transcribe notes for you and even give you a summary of the key points and action items. Need to make a presentation? Well, the AI will create PowerPoints based on the action points and can even tailor the presentation to your client's branding. Need to do an Excel analysis? Well, don't worry, the AI will do that for you too. All of these things are things that used to take a couple of hours, a couple of days to complete, and now you can do it in minutes. And the effect of that is almost incalculable. And there's a golden window of opportunity for you to use this before everyone else catches on. And the best part is, tools like this will become more prevalent. Now you might be wondering, where does this leave you in the equation? That leaves you in a situation where the most important thing you need to do is foster relationships. And if you think about it, all of these big executives and all of these people, at the end of the day, fundamentally, that's what they do. The best business owners make a handful of strategic decisions and maintain and grow relationships. That means that it's time to capitalize on your uniquely human qualities and use the leverage that AI has afforded to you. Now, if you want to get a better understanding of what business models could be used the best with AI and with the way the business is being run in 2023, check out the first link in the description. It's one of my most popular videos, and I think it'll give you a little bit of direction on which way to take things in 2023. So I think you realize from this video that you have a golden opportunity in front of you, and it's your choice whether you want to seize it or whether you want to be decimated by it. That is your decision to make, but I remind you, we are in an incredible period in the world where literally anyone can use leverage, basically have employees in the form of AI for free, where the barrier to entry to start a business or even just a side gig or a side hustle is so low, and the only thing that's left in the equation is, how serious are you? Is this a I want to do this or I will do this? That's your decision to make, but as always, I'm rooting for you and I'll be watching you from afar.